damit Do You Ever. Hier gehört auf 100,6 Flux FM, es ist 15.32 Uhr und an diesem Donnerstagnachmittag, der irgendwie so ein bisschen träge ist, begrüße ich jetzt einen Mann, der uns jetzt sicherlich wieder ein bisschen aus unserer Donnerstagsliturgie rausholen wird. Ein Mann, der ist nach sehr, sehr langen Touren und sehr, sehr langen auf der Straße spielen und Musik spielen geschafft hat, tatsächlich so einen kleinen Durchbruch hinzulegen und der heute Abend im Badeschiff spielen wird, hoffentlich bei einigermaßen gutem Wetter. Stu Larsen ist sein Name und der sitzt hier bei mir im Studio, bewaffnet schon mit seiner Gitarre und mit einem wunderbaren Cord-Hut. You have a brilliant corduroy hat on your head.
My favorite.
It's your favorite. Hello, Stu. Welcome to the studio. Can I ask you to bring the microphone a little bit closer to you? Can stretch it whatever you want to do with it. Yes.
How's that?
Perfect.
Cool.
So, Stu, it was funny because yesterday we were looking at some pictures of you.
Yeah.
And we're like, let's see how that Stu Larsen looks like. I mean, he's an Australian. He probably looks like a surfer boy. But then we were seeing the pictures and we're like, no, he actually looks like he's a farmer on the Faroe Islands or something like this.
Wow.
And then we found out that you really have Danish roots.
I do, yeah.
Who?
My great, 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 great grandfather.
See, we immediately saw that on the pictures.
Yeah.
It must have been his great-great-great-great-great-grandfather. He just looks like it. So I just said that you've been playing for quite a while now, and you're basically on the best way, if it hasn't happened yet, it probably has, to have a little bit of a breakthrough with your music. You've been traveling for a very, 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 very long time together with friends, and maybe you can tell a little bit about this whole path over the last few years and how you got to be here in the end.
Yeah, well, I guess I was working a job in a bank, which was fun, and I quit there like 4 or 5 years ago.
Doing what exactly in a bank? Handing out money to people?
Sometimes, or? Yeah. When I first started, I was a cashier, so I was handing out money and taking money, and then I got some office jobs behind the scenes. And mm-hmm. It was a good job. I liked it.
And you were wearing a suit, of course, every day.
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah.
Did you have that hair? Did you have that beard back then?
I had very short hair and definitely no beard. Yeah, I'll show you a photo later.
Okay.
And I quit there and I just kind of started traveling on my own and some of my friends started a band, so I started traveling with them and they're a band called Boy and Bear. And then through them I met a guy called Passenger, mm-hmm. and he kind of took me out of Australia and brought me to Europe and to his homeland of the UK and to the States. And so that's like almost 4 years ago now.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I've been coming over to Germany for the last three years or so.
Yeah, and, which has been a couple of times.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's been amazing. Yeah.
Okay.
I feel quite lucky to have been this kid who grew up on a farm and to now be playing shows in Berlin. It's
so
weird.
You really did grow up on a farm?
Yeah, yeah.
Ah, interesting.
Yeah, I did.
Ah, maybe I should think of a new job in terms of profiling or something.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm just going to translate quickly. Also, ich habe schon gesagt, wir haben uns gestern ein Bild von ihm angeguckt und er sah eher aus, als wenn er irgendwie ein Bauer auf den Faroer Inseln ist, aber haben dann auch festgestellt, er hat tatsächlich dänische Wurzeln und der Großvater ist tatsächlich auch Däne. Und er hat erzählt jetzt, also die letzten Jahre waren ziemlich aufregend, er hat erst in einer Bank gearbeitet, als Bankkaufmann, was er auch gemocht hat, aber irgendwann hat er sich dann doch seine Gitarre genommen und hat angefangen, wieder ein bisschen ernsthafter Musik zu machen und war dann auch mit Freunden unterwegs, hat den Tourbus zum Beispiel gefahren von Boy and Bear, kennt ihr sicherlich auch, eine Band, sehr, sehr, sehr erfolgreich mittlerweile, und Passenger, muss ich auch nicht dazu sagen, auch sehr, sehr erfolgreich. Und mit denen ist er im Grunde genommen getourt. Passenger hat ihn dann auch nach Europa gebracht und seitdem geht's eigentlich wirklich aufwärts und die beiden spielen zusammen. So, I saw that you also doing so-called Passenger Sessions or something like that. I saw that on your Twitter account or
Passenger
so.
Passenger Sessions.
Yeah. It was, or maybe it was just the hashtag Passenger Session, where you play together with Passenger, basically.
Oh, yeah. We did a little, two little videos in mm-hmm. London recently. Maybe that's mm-hmm. what you saw. So we did one of my songs and one of his songs together.
Okay.
And yeah, just for this, I think called Wonderland Sessions, I think it was.
Yeah. Okay, Wonderland Sessions. Yeah. So, and it basically was this friendship with Passenger that also brought you to maybe consider having your record worked on together with Passenger or produced by Passenger. It was produced by Passenger,
wasn't
it?
Yeah.
Right?
Basically, I had recorded it already on my own and or with a friend of mine in North Queensland. And we just got very busy with Passenger things and traveling everywhere and had no time to release it. And he eventually said that he thought I should re-record it. to see what we can do with it, and he wanted to produce it. And at first I was not sure because I was very attached to what we had recorded.
Mm-hmm.
But eventually he convinced me that it was a good idea, and I believed it. And I'm so thankful we did.
You are.
He's done such an amazing job, and okay. his songs have really, really come to life. And I feel very lucky that he wanted to take the time to invest into my music and to produce it.
You know? Okay. So maybe we should just listen to a song off that record before you play two songs live.
Ja.
Stu Larsen jetzt hier, also mit einem Stück von der Platte, die Passenger produziert hat. Er hat gerade auch nochmal gesagt, er hatte die Songs eigentlich schon im Kasten auch schon aufgenommen. Und Passenger war dann derjenige, der gesagt hat, du, guck doch mal, ob du die nicht nochmal aufnehmen kannst, und wir gucken mal, wie wir da vielleicht noch ein bisschen dran feilen können. Und am Anfang war er sich nicht ganz sicher, ob er das wirklich will, aber er sagt, es war eine echt gute Idee, und ich bin jetzt so, so froh, weil die nochmal zu einem ganz anderen Leben erweckt wurden. So, und jetzt hören wir mal rein. 13 Sad Farewells, Stu Larsen auf Flux FM. Wenn man das hört, dann versteht man, glaube ich, auch ganz gut, warum sich die beiden so gut verstehen, Passenger und Stu Larsen. Das zeigt ja doch tatsächlich schon so ein paar Parallelen auf. 13 Sad Farewells haben wir ja gerade gehört. Das ist also ein Stück des Albums Vagabond, das jetzt am 11.07. erschienen ist, schon rausgekommen ist. Heute Abend spielt Stu Larsen im Badeschiff. Und auch wenn es regnet übrigens, sollte ich kurz dazu sagen. Und jetzt ist er noch bei mir im Studio. So, you re-recorded basically with Passenger.
Yeah.
Produced the whole thing and are very happy. And you just told me that you did a video as well to this song.
Yeah.
Traveling through Europe and recording pretty much anywhere you...
Anywhere we could. Anywhere that looked big and mm-hmm. spacious. And mm-hmm. So it was amazing. I think I can't remember how much we did in Germany, but there's definitely a mountain down near Munich that we climbed. Or got a cart up to the top, and we were so cold. And I look very cold in the video as well. You can see that I'm not enjoying it.
You're not.
It was a lot of fun.
Not even the view.
It was an amazing view, but because I had to do this take, I had a friend doing the video, so I had to. He's like, one more, no gloves. My hands are freezing. I can hardly touch the guitar. It was. Oh,
so did you have to go down again and up again and down again and up again all the time?
No, just up once, down once.
We went up there 100 times. But, okay. Alright. So, also es gibt dazu auch ein schönes Video und man fährt da durch Europa und hat also da diverse Stellen, wo man sich befunden hat, wo man sich aufgehalten hat, noch in das Video mit eingebaut. But traveling has been your thing for quite some time. I mean, there is a reason why this album is called Vagabond.
Yeah.
You've been vagabonding for years now, sleeping on other people's couches, using other people's showers and refrigerators and everything. But this now seems to have found a little bit of an end.
I don't know. It's changing. I'm adapting to, I don't know, you travel like that for enough time and you start to want a little bit more comfort in whatever way, or a little bit more personal space.
Mm-hmm.
And it does change, yeah.
Mm. And you were also mentioning that talking to people you don't know, can be, of course, quite intriguing, quite interesting. But if you've been doing it for years, there's probably a little bit repetition in
communications. Yeah, it can be sometimes. It's amazing meeting new people.
Mm.
And when I did that for pretty much 2 years straight, and it was, having that same conversation every night, I got to the end of 2 years and I was like, well, this is kind of like just the same thing every night and a little bit draining, yeah.
Yeah.
So you learn to take space when you need it and to go and meet new people when it's appropriate. And
right.
Yeah.
Right. But you could have invented new identities, basically. I mean, you could have just gone there and was like, oh, well, I'm a farmer from the Faroe Islands and
I'm going
to plant my cucumber field, something like this.
I people know when I'm lying, so they would have seen right through me. It would have been very bad.
Yeah. Man, that dude is just not talking the truth. I don't know what to think of him. Okay, so, also er sagt gerade, er war lange Zeit als Vagabund quasi unterwegs, hat auch bei anderen Leuten auf der Couch geschlafen, beziehungsweise immer wieder bei anderen Fremden auch übernachtet. Und er sagt, das ist ganz toll, man lernt auch unglaublich viele tolle Leute kennen und so, aber irgendwann ist man auch so ein bisschen durch damit, weil man eben sich immer wieder über die gleichen Sachen unterhält. Und weil es auch einfach schön ist, wenn man mal ein Plätzchen hat, dass man sich zurückziehen kann. Ein Zuhause quasi, wenn es auch nur ein temporäres Zuhause ist, aber einfach mal ein Zimmer für sich zu haben und ein Hostel oder ein Hotel ist manchmal auch nicht so schlecht. And as long as you do have the money to afford a hostel or something like this, I guess it's sometimes a little bit of the better option. Sometimes.
But I have friends everywhere, so it's so cool to like catch up with people when I'm in their city.
Yeah.
50-50.
Yeah.
A bit of this, a bit of that.
All right. Yeah. So do you want to play something live?
I'd love to.
Yes, me too. Yeah. What's your plan?
I'm going to play a song called San Francisco, which is a song that I wrote kind of after my first big trip out of Australia. I was about to turn 30 and I didn't want to be in Australia for my 30th because it was all this pressure of like settling down and having a family and a job and a house. So I was like, I'm going to leave and I'm going to travel for a while. So I booked a flight. Around the world flight, traveled for 3 months, came to Germany for the first time and Austria and the UK. And I was going back to Australia and my last stop was in LA. And I just picked up a car and started driving and was just kind of, I don't know, feeling everything that I'd experienced over the last 3 months. And I wrote this little song about the drive.
So wait, you landed in LA, you picked up a car and then you wrote a song about San Francisco.
I just started driving,
so you went Highway 1 up to San Francisco?
I did.
It was
amazing.
Lucky
it's
you.
It's one of the most beautiful drives in the world.
Isn't it? Fixer and everything.
Stunning. When I got back to LA, I just sat down in the studio and just this song came out. It was just about the journey.
Yeah. Wonderful. Did you see some eagles?
Probably.
On the right, because I remember seeing eagles and it was the most magical moment. Eagles flying above the clouds. Mm. Ah, okay. I don't want to interrupt you any longer. Let's get this thing going here.
I got some money and found myself a car. I headed north towards the boulevards. Simon and his friend singing something about Mrs. Robinson on the radio. And I'm going north. And I'm going north. But I won't know where I'm going till I get there. You know, I wish you felt the same. Maybe I'll find love in San Francisco. I can hear it calling out my name. Whoa, whoa.
tight and my hair is too long. You look at me like I'm a vagabond. Well, maybe I am. The sun's gone down, the lights come on. I'll keep driving till the day is done. On the 101. And I'm going. Find love in San Francisco. I can hear her calling out my name. And I won't know where I'm going till I get there. You know I wish you felt the same. Maybe I'll find love in San Francisco. I can hear her calling name. I can hear her calling out my name. I can hear her calling out my name. Ooh, ooh. Ooh, ooh. Ooh, ooh.
Applauso, applauso. Thank you very much. Very, very beautiful.